The first one comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, three verses that we're probably all familiar with. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And the second comes from Mark chapter 9. The context is that a boy who has a demon living in him has come with his family to Jesus. And Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" And his father responds, "From childhood. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for he who believes." Pastor Julio Jean Gillet has come all the way from Haiti, flew in to Florida, to Philadelphia, to Manchester, was picked up by Rocky West and brought to Williamstown yesterday.
And it's good to be here. So thank you so much for this time, for having me here. And on the behalf of my family, my precious wife today, with you for the first time traveling with me. On the behalf of my children, our church, and our school. And I want to greeting you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So once again, thank you so much for having me here. And I'm so glad to thank Pastor Doug and for this privilege. And thank your family and thank the church committee or the board and to give me the special place to talk to you today. And a special thanks to my brother Wack, Sister Sue, and all the Haitian team. I would like for you, if there are some people going to Haiti, please, would you please stand so we can identify you? So thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you have done for the Haitian people by coming to Haiti and to bless the ministry of God over there. And I know so many of you have been blessed by going down there and receiving a great experience, life-changing experience in your life. It's all about what God is doing to promote his ministry, to promote his kingdom, not only here in the United States, but also in Haiti and in other countries. I am so excited to be. It has been a dream in my heart for many years since I met the team from Maine and especially Brother Wack. So we have been discussing about coming here and be with my family in Christ. And today I am so glad to be with my family in Jesus Christ. Because we have one Father, one true Father, one only true God, the creator of the universe, my Father and your Father. And that's why we are one family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. To God be the glory, honor, and praise. What a privilege, what a joy, what excitement to be here. And first of all, I want to tell you that I came to a family which my mother was passed away when I was 3 years old and left behind a son of 1 year old. And after the death of my mother, my father was deeply going to voodoo. Even though Haiti, you know, is a beautiful country in the past, still, even some kind of political situation going there for many, many years, almost to more than 200 years. But Haiti is a wonderful country. And for some reason, after the death of my mother, my father was practicing deeply voodoo. And this is where I brought up practicing voodoo activities, because my father used to do dancing voodoo ceremony, which I had to be part of that when I was growing up from the age of 6 until I was around 16, 17. And for the safety of us, because in Haiti, if some people are not Christian, they used to have some kind of voodoo activity practice for protection of the family, because people get killed easily. And even there, people sell people to witch doctors. If somebody would like to get money, he can go to the doctor and say, "So give me some money and I will give you someone." And for the safety of us, my father was practicing voodoo because it was what was believed. And I'm thinking, he'd be doing that, so we'll have a safety to live. And I thought it was well. And I thought it was good, because it was where I brought up. And we do that for many, many years. Almost every year, we have some voodoo ceremony in our family. And part of the heritage of my father's mother and father. Because there was a place they left for heritage to keep following their belief. And my father did not want to betray them. And he was really want to follow what his parents were doing and invite us and try to get us in the same activity. And like I said, I thought it was really right. It was a good thing to do, because everybody tried to have a protection. In any ways, everybody wanted a protection. But sometimes people did not really look and search where the real protection, the real safety is. Because we are in a war, so we need protection. And I know here, there are several rules for protecting people. Even by coming here, I've been going to security. And I knew that they're doing that for the safety of the country, for the safety of the people in the country, to protect the American people with other foreign people are coming. But there is a rule of protection. People are looking for protection. But sometimes we're looking the wrong direction. Because the true protection we know, it is in Christ Jesus. And after finishing my primary school in the year of 1986, I went through a difficult time in my life. This is the time that put me to think if there is a God. I've been through so many trials in my life. My life was really difficult, hopeless. I was homeless for many years. I could not go to school after finishing my primary school, which I really want to go. I really want to study. I was really want to be a good educated people. It is my heart to learn. Because I was told when I was in school, even I went to a Christian school, which was a blessing in some way to me, which led me to Christ. I was really want to keep going to school, but my father was having some kind of financial difficulty. We worked very hard on somebody's land. Sometimes when we get crops almost ready, there's too much rain and flood comes and the flood washes everything away. And sometimes we have crop almost ready and too much sun and the sun burns everything down and we lose all the results of our product, because the irrigation is a problem there. We cannot count on irrigation. It's difficult. So we have to depend on rain or good sun. There's no way you can irrigate. So many people, And we have to work with hoe, chop, chop from morning 5 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and working very, very hard. But even though we were working very hard, life was still meaningless. I was hopeless and crying. And my heart was really filled with sadness, with sorrow, with all kind of things. And I was asking myself one day if I'm going to be somebody, if I'm going to be a man, if I am going to have a future. If not, why I was born? If I cannot have what I want to have, if I cannot go to school and to learn, because I was told if you want to be somebody, if you come from a poor family, you have to learn, you have to love going to school, learning and studying, and to be somebody, to get education, to get somebody. I said, if I've been working very hard in the firm with my father on somebody's land and that did not work well, if I could not go to school to get education, which I was told, it's the best, it's one of the ways to succeed in life. If I try all those things and none of them work, what I'm going to be? And I was already ready to give up and waiting for what would happen to me, because I said, there is no reason for my existence. There is no reason for my life. If there is no hope, is there no future, what is the reason why I can live? What is the reason why I exist in this earth? And this was bothering me many years. I did not see any hope as a young man, around 16, 17 years old. I would try all my best, and I did not see anything I'm going to get through. And one day, a friend of mine invited me to be with him, and we start developing some friendship. And they invite me to church. And after being going for several times, and I have heard the message of hope, I was told there is hope in Jesus Christ. I was told Jesus can take care of you. I was told that Jesus can change you and can change things. And after listening closely to the preacher, and after listening to the message, and I was filled, this is the time for me to try Jesus. And I get up and I ask somebody to tell the preacher, I would like to accept Christ Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior. If there is hope in Him, I want Him to be my Lord. And I want Him to be my Savior. And I want Him to be my friend. And I received Jesus. And since then, Jesus has been doing wonderful things in my life. In 1988, I gave my life to Christ. In 1989, I met the first group of missionaries who came from Canada. And after walking beside them, what really, I was thinking about that a few days ago. I was in church for almost a year. But nobody was asking me, what can I do for you? How can I help you? I've been watching you coming to church. I've been telling some of a friend of mine the life I was living in, how hopeless I was, homeless, how sorrow, all kind of thing, grief and sadness were fill my heart. How empty I was. And nobody was saying, what can I do for you? And when I met those people from Canada, and after assisting them, helping them doing some construction project, I was just there, look for some jobs. I can carry some black for them, and I can carry some bucket of mortar for them. I can carry some wood for them. So after the week is over, I can get some money. And when the week is going to come by, and one of them came to me and said, we're going to go back to Canada. So how can we help you? And then just very quickly, I said, please, I would love for you to help me with my education. And one of them said, okay, I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine, and I'm going to tell him to help you with your tuition. And that man has been end up paying my education to get me through. And then several years after that, he came to Haiti just specifically telling me that I feel that God lay on my heart to pay your seminary. And I just wanted to know, I just pay your entire year and for everything you need in the seminary. I said, you did not tell me that first. How come you do that? This is something we have to see. He said, I do what God lay in my heart, and you and God can decide. So I do my part. And I went to talk to my pastor. He was not in Haiti. He was in the state. And when he get back, and he prayed with me and encouraged me to go to seminary. And I've been to seminary without paying myself any money. I got you pay for my food for all my years. They pay for my laundry for all my years. And everything had done for me for all of my years in seminary. And when I was going to be married, and he said, we would like to be part of your wedding. And they came down. They're going to have a team gone to Haiti. And they said, we're going to bring a team to Haiti. We'd like the team to be part of your wedding. And it was one of the special weddings we had in Haiti, having a black and a white sing in a wedding ceremony. That was gorgeous. That was wonderful. For me, a man that was hopeless, homeless. I did not have friends. Just some people in my family. I didn't have a lot of friends. But God, when I gave my life to Christ, changed my life. Changed sorrow to joy. Hopeless to hope. And not only I have hope, but we share the hope. And then in 97, I married my wife, which was the desire of my heart. And we have 5 children. And we moved from a village to another community where we are working now as a pastor of our church, of our school. And God bless us so much there. We have a wonderful ministry going there. But it's all because God is using people in my life. Missionaries going there. That's why I like people going to Haiti. And by saying that, there is room for some of you. And there is work for some of you. If you want to work, have people in Haiti, we would love to have you. Even for one trip. But if you can't go, but you can send people on your behalf. But there are people waiting for your blessing. There are people waiting for your touch. By saying your touch, I was having a missionary coming from New Jersey over there, and I watched him one day. He had about 5 children sitting on his laps. And I went to him. I said, why do you do that? 5 children on your laps. This is too much. He said, I cannot push them away. It might be for the first time they have chance to sit on somebody's lap. And I agree. Because hey, not so many parents do that for their children. And the children need love. They need care. You never know. It might be some of you could give them some love and give them some care. And God bless us so much with our church. We started very humbly, and God bless it so much. 10 people, and now we are over 600 members in our church. He's a young church with so many young people, so many children. And just a couple of weeks ago before we come here, we have a program for children where we teach them Bible. And we tell them how much Jesus loved them, how much Jesus care for them, how much Jesus has a plan for them. They were excited. And we fed them. And I asked them, when do you want to have a program like that? They said, just next month. I said, no, next year. They were excited, you know. So God blessed us to be a blessing, but by using people in our life to touch our people in Haiti. And we, after that, after we've done with this shirt, we find out it's not necessary. The only thing to do, if God lay in our heart. So we start the school with 10 children. And people, some parents did not really want to put their children there. They did not see the result, how the school is going to be. And some put their children there and they have some friends discourage them and they took their children away. Put it to some other school. And after a year, they found out our school is one of the best schools in the community. And now we have about 215 children last year in our school. And some of you have been there, you see it's a wonderful ministry. So God, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. This is what I'm sharing. Telling people how wonderful they are in God. And God has a plan. And I have a chance by meeting people coming over to Haiti. I have a chance 2008 for my first time to come here. I did not think about coming here. Never. Back to when I was 16 years old, I did not think that would be possible. I did not see no way that's going to be a reality coming to the United States. That wasn't my dream 16 years ago, when I was 16 years old. Even going to Port-au-Prince to me in Cap-Haïtien, I did not think I would never go to Cap-Haïtien. Even to Port-au-Prince. In 2008, I had a chance to go to Georgia for the first time by the invitation of some friend of us there. We have a wonderful time because somebody has come to there and meet us and invite us there. I have a chance to go to many other states. Not only in Georgia, in Texas, in New Jersey, in New York, in California, in Alabama, in Canada once. Just to share and tell people God has a plan for them. And tell them, if God has changed me and changed things around me, God can do the same for everybody. Because He loves each one of us so much. And He wants to do great things for us. In us. And to bless other people. And today I'm here. Today I'm here. You know. Today I am here. It's just because God has sent people in my life. And today I can be here. And I met Pastor Dan when he came down there to Haiti. With Brother Bach. And I can visit this church and see you and meet you and have chance to speak to you, to encourage you, and to tell you again today. I know the text has so many wonderful things in. And it says, after the tribulation is over, after the calamity is over, 70 years! After they have been gone, I will come to you. I will deliver. Like the Israel people were in Egypt. After 400 years, God had visiting them. After your situation is over, the calamity, the tragedy, the sorrow, the hopeless, the thing going in your life, after the over, I will visiting you. And today it's your day for God to visit you. I don't know in what kind of situation you are, in what calamity, in what tragedies, what kind of thing which is look badly going to your life, in your life. And sometimes you feel hopeless. And you're asking, where is God? And I have people saying that many times. Where is God when something else happens? God is there. He's close to you. He just wants this calamity is passed. And after that, he will tell you, he will show you that he has a plan. Not to harm you, but to bless you. Not to harm me, to bless me. And he said, if you seek me, search me with all, I put big accent, with all your heart. All your heart. Without nothing else behind. With all your heart. If you seek me, I will let you find me. And this is the text. And when I see that, and I said, I am going to find God. If he has a plan for me and he gives me the reason why I can have him blessing me, I am going to search him. I am going to seek him with all my heart, with all the forgiveness of my heart. I'm going to seek him because I need him. Because it is source of all the blessing. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to seek him. I'm going to look for him with all my heart. And I tell my friends, if you want to do your thing. But I am going to seek God because God is a God of blessing. And he tell me, if I follow him, search him with all my heart, he will bless me. He will let me find him. I know this is the goal of us, to find, to touch God, to find God, and to have God on our side. And I tell people in our church, I said, I want God to be on my side. People may not be on my side, but if God is on my side, I am satisfied. Because I know when God is on my side, all things will be possible. It's a prayer of my heart for each one of you today, for God to be on your side. No matter what you're going through, if God is on your side, there will be a day of blessing. If today is a day of sorrow, that will be a day of joy, a day of rejoicing. There will be a day. And today I'm saying I'm here to thank God for all he has done in my life to serve other people. And just because you have received his call and are somewhere you want to serve his people to be a blessing for them. I have planned just last couple of years ago, we have changed to send a young girl to nursing school, and she's finishing this coming month. And then I dream to tell people, if I was blessed, and I am blessed, I keep telling people God could bless them also, and we can be a blessing for others. And we have changed after having some children in our school with sponsorship. Because I remember my life to go to school was difficult. And we give ourselves a mission to find sponsorship to help children who cannot go to school. We open our school the way we can to assist as many as we can. We have about 35 children under our program or sponsorship. They don't pay nothing. We have some people helping us to cover tuition for them. Because it's my dream to raise through the school, to raise children for God. To build, to be part, I would say, to be part of a new generation of people in Haiti. I have been suffering with some kind of people in Haiti with no dignity, with no respect, with no love to serve other people. Too much selfishness. by them receiving things for themselves. So we want to share. Want to see a change with those children. That's why in our school, Monday morning, we bring them all to the church. We pray with them. We have devotion with them. I'm sorry because here in this country, it's not really easy. But we have church and we have to take this opportunity to bring them all to the church and share the love of God with them and to raise them for God's kingdom. So when I'm not there, when I'm gone, I told her last Sunday on the church, when I'm gone, we would know that we have somebody that could push on. If Jesus is not coming back yet, the ministry that could advance the kingdom of God. And we would do the same on Friday. We bring them all to the church and we pray with them and we send them home. We send them home with blessing to be a blessing in every house they're going to be. Like Samuel opening every morning the temple and asking God's presence to fill it, and every evening close the temple. So every Sunday morning, every Monday morning, we open the heart with God's presence, and every Friday we send them home with blessing of God's presence in their life and to be a blessing in their houses, in their home. And we want to raise them for God. This is my goal for the school, to reach the children. And for the children, we can reach the parents. And for some of you who come to our church, you can see that we have so many young people and so many children. Is there where we are less adults? But we get the parents through the children. So will you please pray for us? We need your prayers to keep doing this ministry until Lord Jesus is coming back. We have dreams. We have things we would like to do. I don't want to talk to them now. We have things we would like to do, but we need prayer. So we would like to see a wonderful thing there. I told people, I have a great dream. I don't know if I'm going to accomplish it, but I want to pass on the dream. And I remember that Joel Austin was saying that his father was having a dream, but his father did not achieve the dream, did not complete the dream. His dream was to preach the gospel throughout the world. He did not complete. But when his father passed away, and he was having a chance to run the ministry, and that dream is accomplished. By passing on a dream, a vision, to reach people for Christ, and to see people have a better life. And the better life is only in Christ Jesus, who has planned for us, who give us hope when we face trials and difficulty and calamity, tough time in our life. So, as I'm going to close today, I want to tell you that you are wonderful and you are precious. You are special. You are loved. And it's because we are loved that we are here today. Because somebody was paying the price for me and you to be here. And the price was his blood shed on the cross. On the cross. For the forgiveness of my sin and your sin. And for that, we have access to come to our Heavenly Father and to tell Him what we are going through. Even though He is already known the situation you are going through, but sometimes you would like for you to tell Him what you are going through, what you would like Him to do for you. Because I remember that when Jesus said, you receive not because you asked not. That's why I want to ask any time I can ask, I ask. If somebody don't receive me, don't accept me, don't give me, it's not about, but it's just, you don't receive because you don't ask. You receive not because you ask not. But today, I don't know what you want to ask God. don't go home without telling God what you come today to ask Him. He's ready to answer you if it's according to His will. But if you're not asked, you will go empty. But ask. That's why I like to ask God for anything I want. I used to say to a friend of mine, he said, Pastor Julio, I never hear. There are so many pastors complaining, come to our mission and complaining every day, but you never do that. I said, sister, I cannot complain to you and to anybody. I have a great God. And He put me in a ministry. If I have a need, I need to talk to Him. And He knows what to do to solve the need. So if you have any need, don't complain. But tell God. Tell Him today. And He will do what is the best to do for you. I try, my wife, mostly to thank you for serving our ministry in Haiti. And I do always appreciate your love, your prayers, and your assistance to provide water, food, medical care, especially a better education to raise good people for God's kingdom and for the country of Haiti. I would like to see a great Haiti like it was in the past. A beautiful Haiti. And I've been shocked several times I come here. I talked to Brother Wack on coming here. See light. Electricity, I would say. See road. Clean. Water everywhere. Nice airport. All kind of wonderful things I have been seeing. So why not we don't have those things in Haiti? It's because of selfishness of our politician, of our government people, because they don't have Jesus in the life. But when you have Jesus in your life, you want to do best for people, for your country. And you want to serve your people and your country. And this is what I want to see in Haiti. If God wants me to be part of that before I go, I want to see something happen to them so people can come there like it was 100 years ago. People come over there for vacation because it was gorgeous. It was a Hispaniola. It was Haiti Sherry. Darling Haiti, it was. Would like to see that. If there are people living there to other country, people would go there to stay because there would be life blooming, life flourishing, life rejoicing in Christ in that country. As I said, thank you so much. And I pray that you and our people in Haiti, your church and our church in Haiti could be a long time partnership to reach more people to Christ. To bless people over in Haiti and for you to be blessed here in many, many ways. I deeply appreciate you for this time and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And once again, God has a plan for your life. You are not too old and you are not too young for God to use you. For God to bless you. For God to change things in you and around you to be a blessing everywhere you go. As God's children, as God's people. This is the desire of my heart today. And thank you so much. I love you. And you are very special. And God has a plan for your life. Let's rejoice and be blessed. Because this is the day of the Lord. May God bless you all. Thank you.